Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
The following is a presentation of the Rowan Television Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first annual Roberta's Radio fundraiser.
This is all that is left.
I'm Jack Inslee. I'm here joined in the studio by our hardworking staff who will be here for what, 8 hours, guys?
Well, they've already been here for 9 or 10 hours, but I think they got another 8 to go. Yeah,
okay.
You're right, Jack.
Well, we're here and it's the fundraiser.
Let's blow up this bank account that we have to fill up with all of our funds.
All right, let's start this off.
Let's start this off with introductions first.
No, I think first things first.
Oh,
if you want to call and pledge tonight, 718-497-2128 is the number to call.
What is that number again for those who weren't paying attention?
718-497-2128.
One more time.
718-497-2128.
Excellent. There you have it, folks.
One more time.
718-497-2128. Okay. One more time? No.
We also have a Venmo account set up.
And how can people
The Venmo
access?
Username is Mike-Zoman.
But that's not a phone number. I don't understand.
Oh, it's a crazy new app that the kids are using to just give each other money for anything.
Is it like Snapchat?
With money, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. You can send the money, but is the money there always, or does it disappear after
a while? Oh, it's real money.
It's can real disappear.
Money. I could send you a penny and then an insult at the same time. See,
that's
something
wonderful.
Like that. Or we could split the bill.
Hey, let's go Dutch, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I heard that.
So those are the two ways you can call or contribute to tonight's support.
Yeah, and we need a lot of support. We need you, our supporters, to support us.
This is a listener-funded station.
It is.
I mean, you'll notice you don't hear a lot of ads on the Roberta's Radio Show.
No, you really
there
don't.
There is only one
and,
ad.
And we just need some help to be able to bring this to you.
That's
advertisement
right.
free.
That's right.
Once a year, we're going to come to you, the listeners, and ask.
Our supporters.
Because it'll get bad, guys, if we don't. Because, I mean...
Man, remember, Jack, it got bad last month, man. It was really
bad. Yeah, like, we're having a good time, and then all of a sudden...
Could an app be the answer to a better garden?
Like, you don't want that to happen in the middle.
No, you
don't. Radio is brought to you by Squarespace.
Could be.
Is it a square?
You don't want to hear that kind of stuff. You don't want to hear that.
It'll only confuse you.
Yeah.
You don't want to be confused. You want straight, hard-hitting stories that are factual and entertaining.
Right.
And that's what we're doing.
Let's check in with Jack in the call center.
Hey, Jack, what's happening in the call center? We got any calls?
I got a dial tone.
That's good. That's a start.
Can you put a caller on that dial tone, please?
How much have we raised so far, Jack?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as done.
It looks like we haven't paid the phone bill.
Hello? Miss?
I guarantee you the phone line is active, even if the bill has not been paid.
Did you try calling earlier to donate money?
I guarantee it.
Well, if you're out there listening or watching on the
radio,
the thing,
the device,
right? The device that
you
lets
can get
you look
at your
into
local
the radio
hardware store.
Or
I think we're
stop.
Getting a Skype call from Kristen Berry.
Oh, Kristen Berry's calling in. That's wonderful.
Pull her up. Oh, there she is. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Kristen, we can hear you, but we can't see you.
Are you laying in bed right now? Because that's what it looks like.
Thank you for checking in with us. We hope to hear back from you soon, later in the program.
Sure. She couldn't be with us tonight. She had a contractual obligation on the other side of town, but she does have the Skype app, which is similar to the Venmo app, but it doesn't have any money. But once again, for all our support.
Hold on. I have a call on line 12. Call on line 12.
Line 12. Bring him in.
It's just me checking if the phone line works.
The phone line is live.
Is it working?
Okay, the phone line is live.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. It's live. All of our supporters out there, we need your support.
So that was a $0 donation.
Yeah, that was a $0 donation.
Every penny helps. Donate a penny. Donate 100 pennies. Donate 1 million pennies. Kirsten Berry back on the Skype app.
My God. We have some exciting... We have a musical guest later in the program.
We are going to have a musical guest.
We're going to give out some prizes throughout the night.
We do have some prizes for...
We have some celebrity call screeners in the call room.
You can...
The call center.
Jack, let's check in with Jack again in the call center. Jack, who are some of our celebrity call screeners tonight that you can talk to, our supporters can talk to when they donate money?
Well...
Venmo or a third-party out-of-state check or however you want to do it.
That's a good question. I've got Blake Griffin of the Los Angeles Clippers here.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know him from the Kia commercials, but I heard he's an athlete.
He is an athlete.
Yeah,
he's enormous. Hardly fits in this room.
What is he, about 6'2"?
6'2" and a half.
Yeah, 6'2" and a half.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Tall guy.
Tall guy.
I shouldn't say big. Tall. I should say tall.
Yeah, tall.
Yep.
6'2" and a half, that's tall.
I heard there were some other people back there, too, as well, Jack.
Yeah, I've got Papa John from the Papa John's Empire.
Whoa. Oh, I love the Papa.
Mm-hmm. Is he doing this pro bono?
He is.
Expecting to get a cut?
Hey, better donations, better radio programs, you know what I'm saying?
And we have our first celebrity guest, I think, walking in the studio now.
That's fantastic.
Excellent.
Who is it?
He'll introduce himself.
Oh, that's a wonderful surprise for our supporters who are listening out there.
Yeah.
And once again, supporters, feel free. Call in, support us. Every penny counts. Like I said, 1 penny, 1,000 pennies, 1 million pennies, however many pennies you got. Maybe you don't do your laundry this week, so you can help us be supported by your support.
Maybe you can throw us a quarter if you don't do the laundry.
Throw us a couple quarters.
How about 20 quarters?
Hey, 20 quarters at 8 minutes a quarter is going to get you a lot of... Oh, we have a caller. Let's go to the phone lines.
Can we go to the call center, Jack?
Yeah, I'm taking this one off the air.
Oh, off the record and off the air.
Okay. Sure. Name and address, please.
All right. This sounds promising. I like the way this is going so far. Come on, Jack.
Hook, Jack, line, and sinker, Jack.
We got
donation.
$5.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah,
okay.
Yahtzee, baby.
There we go. All right. I'm gonna paint a little thing on this thermometer thing we have in here to show
how the viewing mechanism
the highest amount of money.
You can see the thermometer.
Maximum amount of money to reach the goal.
It's raising.
We have another caller. Who is it, Jack? Let's go to the call center.
We can't put them on the air. We can't do that legally.
Oh, can you just take it off the record and then tell us about it later?
Yes, I will.
Great. So while Jack's handling that call, I'm sure it's going to be maybe another like $5 or something.
That was actually Alex French. He's going to be late.
Oh, okay. We didn't blow the surprise, did we? Have our special celebrity guest?
Maybe a little, but that's just going to entice people, you know?
There you go.
And you're going to want to stick around because you're going to want to hear this musical performance.
That's right. We're trying to drop some bait in the water, trying to drop a little chum in the water to get our supporters all riled up to support us, and that's what we need from your supporters is support.
All right, let me read a few names off the list of thanks some people who've called and donated already.
Sure,
okay,
please.
First off, we have Bill Picnic, the generous donation of $5.
Thank you, Bill. Couldn't have done it without you.
We have Centipede Joe coming in with $3.
Thank you, Joe.
And finally, we have Jim Rummy with a $6 donation.
Jim Rummy, you know, he's a really nice guy. I don't know if you guys have had the chance to hang out. Ooh, we have another call.
Oh, my goodness.
Is Blake Griffin
Blake,
handling
this
call? Blake,
take this one, Blake.
Oh, Blake's got it. Good.
Cool. As long as he's not talking behind the wheel of that Kia.
It better be a slam dunk, that's all I'm
saying. Oh, nice. Excellent. Alley-oop. I mean, that's the kind of humor you come to expect here.
That our supporters.
And that we deliver.
And I can't keep doing that
bi-weekly.
For free.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Michael Zoman and myself, Eric, we just renegotiated our contracts about a month ago. And so we really need some generous support from our supporters to kind of offset the costs.
You know, at this point in time, this is what I do.
Actually, you know? This is what you do.
Yeah, this is what I do.
Yeah,
this is what you do. This is my career now.
This is, and I'm doing this too right now.
And we just need you guys to give back.
Thank you, Blake. Thank you.
Oh, Jack, do we have an update from the call center?
We do, yes. $27 from a Muggsy Bogues.
Whoa. My man.
Pulling it in.
Muggsy Bogues, you know.
We got a tall guy.
Had a great career.
A call from a short guy.
That's right.
That's great. I remember him from NBA Jam.
Yeah. Sure. He's heating up.
He was a tiny little one on there.
It's got to be the shoes.
He's the one you could barely see.
I would go as far as to say he was comically undersized.
Well, that's the beauty of video games. Video games play with scale and proportion.
Could he slam dunk.
Oh, he could.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right?
I'm not sure that's true.
No, that's true. He was like the 90s Spud Webb. We all remember Spud Webb from the 80s.
I know about the 80s.
Yeah, sure. Jack, do we have an update from the call center?
You know what I was wondering is if we could touch on some of the prizes people might win.
I
think that's a great idea.
I think that would entice our supporters to support us.
Now, I don't want to go too far out on a limb.
Did somebody pick up that call, Jack? Come on, there's money out there.
There's a dozen people in the call center.
Well, are they working?
Can you tell John Stamos to get off his yogurt break and pick up the phone, please? John?
Will somebody pick up the phone?
What kind of family is this?
It's obviously a supporter trying to support us with their support. And how are we going to... Come on. I'll go over there and pick up the... Well, blew that.
Somebody fire Stamos, please. Actually, you know what? Because of Stamos' inability to answer the phone, his now role in this whole fundraising enterprise will be...
Rise the funds.
You win a date with John Stamos if you donate $700.
Kirsten Berry's still with us via the Skype application.
$700 date with John Stamos.
$700? 700 pennies.
Only over the pants, over the shirt, nothing else.
Fully clothed date with John Stamos for 700 pennies.
Yeah,
call now, supporters.
How much for, like, you know...
Full service.
John?
That's a different program, Jack.
Excellent. That's a party collective.
Yeah, that is a party collective, but that's one of the many options.
I heard those guys were down at Bonnaroo this year.
Oh, were they?
No, I wanted full service with John Stamos. That's what I want. I want a price on that.
Confused.
That is 800 pennies.
That's it. Just an extra 100.
Extra 100 pennies. Cough it up.
You have to be in the New York area.
The tri-state area.
Oh, sure.
Sure, sure.
How many states
is that? Stamos will travel 150 miles.
That's four or five states. It's kind of like a region.
Two tree states.
No. It's more than that, Max.
Four, maybe five.
Five, maybe six, seven, or eight.
Whoa.
Eight states. One of the other prizes is a pizza.
Yeah.
One.
Sure. Roberta's pizza.
One slice.
No, a whole dang pizza.
No, you just get the slice.
No.
You get the whole pizza. It's good.
You get the whole slice. Pizza. You know the contract.
Oh, sorry.
I'm willing to go out of pocket here.
Really?
And
really?
Up this ante.
Are you going to put your money where your mouth is?
I'm going to pledge the price of one whole pizza.
Get out of here.
You know how much that is? 900 pennies.
Wait, do I actually have to leave?
To the viewers at home, you realize that Mike Zorman is dipping into his beer fund money that he got from his other job.
My very limited amount of money that I have.
Yes, it's very limited.
Yes.
I've seen it.
He's allowed two sips of beer a day through his beer fund, and he's dipping into his own beer fund. Supporters, listen up. Dr. Michael Zorman is dipping into his own beer fund to buy a whole pizza and support himself. And so, supporters, please call in with your support.
All right, I've got an update from the call center here.
Ooh,
I've got a few more names to read.
Let's
some more
to the
pledges.
Call center right now.
We have Don Bahama calling in with the 700 penny pledge. Oh, he's going to get this Stamos
date. He's going to get the Stamos date.
We have a personal friend of mine, Tony Muchacho,
calling
in with a $50 pledge. We couldn't do it without you, Tony Muchacho.
Tony Muchacho.
We have another caller who goes by the name The Green Peeper. With a $9 pledge, but he is not interested in the Stamos
date. That's an anonymous supporter.
He's not interested in the Stamos date.
He doesn't want the Stamos date. So it's going to go
for the glory.
It's going to go to Tommy, but Tony.
Tony Muchacho, yes.
Tony Muchacho.
Guys, I got great news. Alton Brown from the Food Network, he came with some in-kind donations.
Ooh, in-kind of what?
I'll bring them into the studio, but these are new donations for... Oh, wait, we have a call.
They're in-kind donations.
Let's go to the call center.
Okay, we're on line 7.
Line 7. Talk to us. You're a supporter.
Oh, yeah. I love the show.
Great. Thank you for your support.
Roberta's radio. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, caller. That means the world to us. I mean, we do this for you, you know?
Supporter, do you have a name?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a name, supporter? Were you given a name when you were born, supporter?
Yes, a name, supporter, please.
I do have a name, and it is Zach.
Oh, Zach. Supporter Zach is calling us. And where are you calling from, Zach?
I'm calling from sunny Denver, Colorado.
That's the beauty of the internet right there. You could be anywhere in the world, and you can listen to Roberta's radio if you support, like Zach is supporting.
It really speaks volumes to what we do here.
That's right. People all over the country, all over the world.
The world. The whole globe.
The world
is a global radio network.
It's a worldwide web. It's a global village.
Hey, listen, how much money?
Come on, Zach. Put your money where your mouth is. Support us now. How much?
I'm a meager means, so there's not much I can do, but I was
every penny counts, Zach.
I could do about $700.
$700? Excellent. Whoa. Okay. With a $700 pledge, you're going to get the tote. You're going to get the date with Stamos.
Yep. You get the double disc set.
The double disc set of the greatest hits of Roberta's
greatest
radio.
Greatest hits of Roberta's radio.
We're gonna, caller, we're going to send you the viewing device, the home viewing device.
You can get it at a truck stop or Walmart or a garage sale, but we're going to send one direct to you. We're going to sign it. It's autographed by us.
By us? By Dr. Harrison, the snake manager.
Dr. Harrison, the snake manager.
Kristen Berry will have Kristen a signature Berry on it. Judge Johnny Culotti.
John Hancock.
All of your favorite characters from the Roberta's.
Hey, guess
radio
what? We
universe.
Got another call. Same time.
Right, thank you, caller.
Zach,
thank you.
Thanks so much for supporting, man.
Oh, thank you, guys, and keep it up.
Thanks.
Next caller.
Caller, where are you? You out there supporting? Come on, caller, support.
Hello?
Speak.
Hello. Caller.
Hi.
Caller, speak.
Hi, yeah, I wanted to ask for some support. I can't give any.
Well,
but I was wondering if maybe if you guys got enough support, then you could give some support.
You know,
like
maybe,
ankle support?
Like,
say what?
Like ankle support?
No,
I'm sorry,
money.
Caller, are your parents at home? Maybe they have some money they could support
no,
us
they
with.
Left a little while ago.
Can you go into your mom's wallet and find the piece of paper with a smiley yep. face on it?
Yeah, that's find right. the plastic the card that has the ridges on it.
Yep. Yeah.
Put in an envelope and send it to Dr.
Okay,
Mike Zoman.
It looks like...
At 58... Graham Avenue,
well, I have
apartment
a credit
3.
Card.
Yes, that is the card we're looking for.
We're actually
about.
Taking Diners Club, Discover, Capital One,
American Express.
American Express. 10% surcharge on American Express. Sorry.
Hustler.
They don't have a card.
I mean, Playboy.
Well,
they don't
like
have a card.
I've got a Firehouse Subs gift certificate as well.
We will accept that. Is it 50% off?
Yeah,
no, we'll accept
50%
that.
50% off. And then it looks like there's one of those punch cards for the ice cream place right next door.
Cool. How far are we
and
along, and when are we going
to
get...
So do you guys want that?
Yeah, we'll take that.
Definitely.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you so much, supporter. Do you have a name, supporter?
Answer.
I'm sorry. I can't hear that.
Can we get your name so we can thank you on the air, and then we'll have a...
Oh, that's Kirsten Berry.
Oh, that's Kirsten Berry. That's great. I didn't recognize your voice.
I'm so used to hearing your voice in person that I couldn't. I'm sorry, Kirsten. I didn't recognize your voice.
Just so you know, Kirsten.
No, it's not the same Kirsten Berry. It's a different Kirsten
Berry. Oh, wow. Oh. That is great.
The
is
Florida this, one, yeah.
No, I know. We have the same name. Isn't that great?
That is great.
Is this the Kirsten Berry Kirsten Berry?
This is the one, this is the one
no,
from Facebook.
I'm going by Kristen Berry now.
Hey, I've got a patient. I've got a patient caller on line 30.
Hey, okay, hey, I'm going to say
Berry.
Thank you.
Bye, Kristen.
Thanks
Bye.
For supporting. Caller, go ahead. Name.
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 Name. Zach, sir.
That's funny. We had
Zach calling a minute ago.
That's great. We're getting a lot of familiar names here. Supporter Zach, what's your donation to the fundraiser for Roberta's Radio?
What's my domination?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your domination? And also, what's your denomination?
How's $101 sound to you?
That sounds great.
$101.
That's great, Zach.
Dr. Michael Zoman, what do you get for $101?
For $100, you're going to get the Nalgene with the Roberta's Radio logo printed on the side.
Very nice.
You're going to get the tote. You're going to get the date with Stamos. And you're going to get the double disc set.
I also have these donated gifts from Alton Brown I'm going to bring in right now.
In kind. They're
in kind. These are gifts in kind.
In kind. Let's bring them in. Let's unveil them.
Okay, we're looking at a trucker-style hat, a full pack of American Spirit cigarettes, yellows.
18 or over. 18 or over.
We've got a capo for an electric or acoustic guitar here.
Oh, man.
And we have a book.
Animals.
Right, by Burns Rothschild.
Oh,
so, caller, pick one of these gifts, and we'll ship it out to you today.
Caller, your donation is...
You want the Nalgene? Yeah.
We're going to give you that. Yeah. That comes with the $101 donation, but you also get one of these other lovely gifts, like a capo for your acoustic or electric or acoustic electric guitar. If you're 18 or over, you can have the cigs. We have a trucker hat to keep the sun out of your eyes, and we have a book you can read at the beach.
that capo work on the dough, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, man.
It sure does, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And a sure dough, bro.
Dough, bro, bro.
Cool. We'll throw in the Nalgene, and you got the capo, and I'll give you some old headphones that I got, too.
Woo!
There you go. That's
nice. Wow. I need that.
Caller, we need your support.
I can't hear you guys. I can't hear nothing.
Hey, heard that. If you can't hear us, just cut your ears
I gotta
off.
Let you go. Thanks, caller. Thank you, caller. Thank you for the support.
Hello.
I'm giving Blake this one again. Take it, Blake. Thank you.
All right, maybe now is a good time to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll come back. We'll update the listeners to all the pledges we've received off air.
I'm going to step into the call center and take a couple calls myself.
And then I think we're going to have our musical guest perform at some point here.
Sure. That'd be wonderful. Thank you so much, supporters. You're doing such a great job. But we need a little bit more.
Guys, good news.
Oh man,
good news, bad news combo.
What do we want first, fellas? We want good news or bad news?
Give us the bad news first.
Blake Griffin had to hop on a plane. He had training camp.
Good news. That's the good news.
That's the good
news. That's the bad news.
Oh, okay.
The good news is I got more donated gifts.
Really?
Oh,
in kind gifts. I'm gonna bring you
gifts in kind.
In kind. Let's run through some of those. Let's take a look. Oh, wow. These are nice.
Dang, we're really on it.
All right. We're going to have Max here go through some of the prizes that you can win if you call in and pledge.
Go through all the prizes. Remind the people that were listening before and the ones who have just joined us on our support pledge drive, Roberta's Radio 2015. We need your supporters.
Sure. Okay.
Go, Max.
Max, taking it away. Yes. So, letting everybody know who's tuned in before and those who are tuning in now. We have three new prizes to go along with a host of other fantastic ones. We have this lightly used cobalt knife with an incredibly sharp blade when things just start looking a little bit dangerous.
That's a professional box knife.
Yeah, this is kind of scary. Other prizes we have a lightly used crack pipe, Eric's sweaty shirt, Mike Zoman's sweaty pants. We also have Dr. Pepsiologist Alex French keyboard.
I believe what they call those are game-worn articles right there.
Yeah,
Yeah, we wear these things on the radio. We don't sit here naked. We wear clothes in the studio.
And once you own these articles, they are yours to smell,
Sure.
You to endlessly it. Smell.
You could do whatever you want.
Put
with
it over your pillow like a pillowcase.
That's
and
the beauty
on the
of
smell
supporting
it.
Roberta's radio.
And this is an item out there for all you people that like to get a little bit loose before you sit down to listen to us. Perhaps you have a family member that also likes to enjoy. We're offering a vape pen to be used with all types of herbal products.
Like chamomile?
And lavender.
Ooh, oh, lavender, that would be nice.
Maybe sage.
How about anise hyssop?
Rosemary?
Sure, that's great.
Man, yeah.
Put a star of anise in there.
Sure. Put some
cardamom.
Cilantro.
Yeah.
Cardamom.
Put the seeds
cinnamon.
Of the star of anise.
Cardamoms aren't for wearing anymore. You can smoke them too, kids. I mean, 18
you can eat
plus.
The berries fresh.
18 plus.
Vape them. You can vape cardamom now, kids. Vape.
Great. What are some of the other gifts that have been donated in kind?
We also have a coaxial cable.
Ooh.
You can hook up your N64 with this or maybe your Dreamcast.
You plug. Plug
N65.
Plug your phone into a stereo.
Sure, you do that too.
Guys, it actually works with the it works
with the viewing mechanism.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So if you
hey, let's remember, if the top donation today gets a free viewing mechanism plus the tote. Plus the pack of cigarettes.
The Nalgene.
The Nalgene with
the
logo.
Printed on it.
Got, it's
the
printed.
John Stamos date. The Stamos date.
Right. Stamos and is going to have a busy summer.
Okay, let me update you guys with some calls we've gotten off the air real fast.
Sure. We got some donations,
sure.
Right?
So at the bronze level, $25. Sure. That's when you're going to get the tote and the Nalgene and the Stamos date.
Right.
We have four names here. Al Bacor.
Well, thank you so much for supporting us.
Noche Flamenca. I believe we've had Noche on the show before.
Noche has been on the show. He's an ardent, fervent supporter.
Simone Dandy.
Oh, Simone, thank you
and
for coming.
And Giovanni Raisin.
Oh, Mr. Raisin, thank you so much.
The loud buzz when the operator answers is the dial tone.
I tell you what we're doing. We're raising funds
now, at
down
the
here.
Silver dollar, at the silver level, the $50 pledge.
Silver dollar, like a dollar. Like
yeah,
a silver
it was called
dollar.
A silver dollar. It's a $50 pledge.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to get the tote, the Nalgene, the Stamos date, the double disc set.
Yeah.
We've got Engelbert Skeet. And Wade Bannister.
Ah, Mr. Bannister.
At the gold level, this is $100 plus.
This
now
is
you're going to get the tote. You're going to get the Nalgene. You're going to get the Stamos date. You're getting the set.
Disc set.
And you're going to get your choice of one of these in-kind donated products here.
Sure.
So we have three.
Including the coaxial case.
Three names here. Salome Agonfus.
Paul. No, that card was declined.
Oh, sorry, Mr. or Mrs. Salome Agonfus. But I believe the Paul Tent's card went through.
Yeah, that one was
And right. So did the card with the name Raj. Okay, excellent. So that's all
great,
the that's
hey,
calls
for
we took
support.
When we were off air.
Thanks
yeah,
for
thanks for the support.
Everybody.
You know, this is a listener-sponsored show.
This is supporter-driven.
You don't hear a lot of ads on Roberta's radio,
no,
you know?
No, not really hearing ads.
No one is telling us what content to provide.
That's right.
You know?
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely.
See, this is what happens if you don't support us. Then we'll be interrupted during the show for some sponsored ads. And we can't have that. We believe in bringing radio to the people, by the people. Like us. We're people, too.
For the people.
For the people, sure. Some people might ask, who are these guys? Where are they? And I just want to talk real quick and get our supporters on the same page
yeah,
about...
I don't think I've ever heard your origin story before, how you got into
you know,
the radio game.
We've been... It took a long, hard climb to get to internet radio. I started locally. I'm a Midwestern boy, but I found myself in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I drifted down there, and I caught on with the local affiliate, and I started doing wildlife reporting for them. And the thing that really broke me into the big time, I was doing this for like 4 or 5 years, and in 2000... January of 2000, the new millennium starting, and I get this big break. My story, the last Pyrenean ibex is allegedly killed by a falling tree somewhere on the Iberian Peninsula. And I broke that in America. And that moved me up to Lexington, Kentucky, where I caught on with the major affiliate. And then probably about 10 years later, I came to New York and I got into the internet when it finally became a thing. So it's a long, hard road, folks, but I couldn't have done it without you, our supporters, my supporters. Dr. Michael Zoman, what's your origin story?
Well, I've been in the broadcasting game for a long time.
How long?
I graduated from Northeastern University
sure.
in 1976.
Sure.
I moved straight into an anchor at WPRI Providence.
Sure.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, yeah. Great town.
I spent about 2 years there, and then I heard of an opening at WABC in New York.
Oh, that's big time.
The biggest
that was big
TV
time.
Market
yeah,
in
yeah.
the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a position that opened up when Larry Kane had left the station.
Oh, Larry Kane?
Yeah, so I came up, I did my interviews, and I got hired.
I once shook Larry Kane's hand at a fundraising event in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
That's great. That just ties us all back
together.
Doctor,
I think I have footage of you from WABC.
If you want to tune into the viewing mechanism, those that have it at their home.
The same bunch of losers who probably tune into these stupid four-hour Yankee games that are always preempting your show because Connecticut doesn't have a baseball team they can go out to see.
Well, let me say this. A good citizen of Connecticut would be a Boston Red Sox fan. That's what
you sound totally
Boston
different.
Well, that was before the
I've
surgery.
Had some surgeries on my voice box to lower the age of my voice.
He's been smoking heavily since then.
So, you know, I just rose up in the New York market, moving from job to job. My career hit a bump in the early 2000s when I fell asleep live on the air.
Yeah, that we don't like to talk about that.
No, but... you know, I walked away from my $10 million a year contract to come here to do what I want to do.
Which is be on the internet radio.
Be in a listener-supported station.
We supporters, this is just a Cinderella story. Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Cinderella story. Max, have you been on the broadcast airwaves for long?
I have an origin story about myself, for sure. So my father took my mom out to a Chili's.
Sure.
And they had a bottomless margarita pitcher going on that night. And the two of them dug into a basket of them riblets with the Cajun fries. Next thing you know, 9 months later,
9 months
boom,
later, here comes Matt.
Here I am, 102.1 WFFY.
Heard
classic
that.
Rock 24/7 in the valley. And then
you
I got
were
a
doing,
call.
You were doing drive time, right?
I was doing drive time and time flies by. I was doing both of those
you're
as
doing,
well.
Yeah, overnight and rush hours.
Yes, I was on the air 24/7. That's when I was really heavy into those bennies. And then I moved into my blue phase when Dr. Michael Zoman called me. Yeah. I started chilling out a little bit more. And then I started chilling a little too heavily. And after I came back from my brief stint in Malibu, I'm now working on this nonprofit radio station.
And we're happy to have you here, Max.
I'm feeling pretty good about it,
just
guys.
Just remember, all the profits go to non. And you can just direct those to the Venmo of...
Don't donate. You don't want to be confused with the Heritage Radio donation system.
This is completely separate.
Totally separate donation system.
Separate Venmo, separate third-party out-of-state check.
This is for the doctor.
Send it to Dr. Mike Zoman. Mike-Zoman? We want to get it right.
Mike-Zoman.
Sure, on Venmo.
I'm checking in with the Venmo right now.
And what does it look like? Can we color in the thermometer?
We can. We've got $1,400 in the Venmo already tonight.
That is unbelievable.
This is great. We got a lot of supporters. We couldn't have done it without you, our supporters out there.
Is that Mike-Zoman for the listeners?
Z-O-M-A-N. Zoman.
Just like it sounds.
Let me read a few names from the Venmo.
Great,
you know,
sure.
We're running out of time here a little bit. I'm just going to read the gold level names. We've got Benny Liquid.
Benny.
Gregory Neffer. We got
Thank you, Greg.
Dieter coming in at the gold level.
He might be an overseas
listener. He has selected the trucker hat.
That's wonderful. Well, supporters, unfortunately, the trucker hat is gone, but you can still get a bunch of different prizes. Keep supporting.
I had a caller just say they couldn't find you on the Venmo.
Interesting. The Venmo is live.
They're not looking hard
enough. The donations are streaming in, including one at the gold level that just came in from a Flip Liquid. Apparently no relation.
What a trip, man. All kinds of supporters out there in the World Wide Web. This is a global village, and we need your support to keep this radio show ad-free, content-heavy, and a lot of fun.
Let's take one more quick break here, and then maybe we can get this musical act live.
Yeah, we have
a
little musical act for all of our supporters to listen to.
Little treat for you guys before we wrap it up. We're almost at our goal, so it looks like we're not going to have to do this again next week, which is great.
Fifth annual Roberta's Radio fundraiser. Thank you so much to our supporters for supporting.
I gotta tell you guys, it's exhausting over here.
How's it in the call center, Jack? You tired?
Hectic. I'm tired.
You tired?
Well, when Blake
we
left.
We gotta push through, man.
Anything else on the Venmo?
I just got a $1 donation from someone named Jack.
It couldn't be the guy in the call center, could it?
I don't have enough free hands for that.
I don't think so. I mean, his hands are tied. He's talking on two phones at once.
He has both phones up to his ear.
Yeah.
With both of his hands attached to the phones. So it couldn't have been him. It must have been some other Jack out there in the World Wide Web, in the Global Village, supporting us. Thank you so much, supporters, for supporting. We couldn't have done it without your support. We have, actually, a little treat for our supporters, and that is Tri-State Whistling Champion. You may know him as a pepsiologist who's been on the show before. Alex French has joined us in the studio. Alex, how you doing today?
I've been better, Jack, John, Charles,
Eric,
yeah. Everybody in this room.
Life is not easy, you know?
It's not easy.
Not without your support.
Yeah.
You know, you just try and drink Blackberry Schweppes all day and just keep your...
Well, you got to wet the whistle.
You got to keep your lips nice and moist, not too dried out.
Right. I hate it when my tongue's dried like a parrot's tongue.
That's like a cat or a parrot's tongue.
So why don't we kick in Alex's rendition of Flight of the Bumblebees?
He's a certified pepsologist, but he's also Tri-State Whistling Champion. Alex French, whistle a little Dixie for us here, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. That's fantastic.
That's really good, man.
That was great. And that's the kind of entertainment
we
are bringing you here every week on Roberta's Radio.
Ad-free, content
heavy.
Complete
control of what goes over the airways here.
Total control.
And you know who we need to thank right now? We need to thank the Heritage Radio Network.
I can't thank them enough for supporting our endeavor here. And, you know, I could have been stuck in Lexington, Kentucky, but now I'm on the internet. So
I could be making $10 million a year.
Could have been.
Trapped in a life that I hated.
Bring down the viewing mechanism. Let's just take a look at the thermometer. It's getting up there.
We are very close to our goal.
Keep calling, supporters. You only got
a few more
minutes.
Our goal
is
250,000 for today's pledge drive.
Quarter of a million bucks. That's what it takes every year.
I just got a call from the bank. The Salumi credit card is good to go.
Excellent.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I'll apologize.
Process that.
Let me apologize to...
I'm sure somebody just entered
Salome Augenfus.
Thank you, Mrs. Augenfus.
Oh, I have a couple more names to read here.
Oh, Venmo.
These are huge donations rolling in. At definitely the gold level, far beyond it. So I'm going to personally thank these five people.
Now, gold level, you're getting the Nalgene. You're getting the tote. The date with Stamos, the double disc set. What else?
Your pick of the in-kind donations.
The trucker hat's off.
You're going to get... Some of these people are going to get the viewing device because...
That's right.
I mean, it's a five-way tie for first here tonight on the biggest donation.
I couldn't agree more.
So let's get to it. Let's thank Duncan Cocker.
Thank you, Mr. Cocker.
Uncle Claude.
Uncle Claude. That's your uncle, right?
That's right. Another friend of mine, Charles Bogle.
I've met Chuck a few times. He's a really supportive guy.
A huge supporter of the show, Otis Cribble Crobble.
He's a good dude.
And finally, Mahatma Khan Jeeves.
Big fan. Wow.
Yeah, that's great. It's great, you know, that other celebrities are reaching out.
If you don't know the Maharishi Jeeves, man, he is a guru and ombudsman, especially to us. He kind of helped us refine our show to what it is.
He makes a wonderful sog paneer.
Oh, that masala he was doing last week when we were over there.
He's got the tandoori clay oven.
It's fired up.
Nice.
He's got a really nice spread.
Garlic naan.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's wonderful.
He's a tremendous supporter. He helped us shape this show.
He taught me how to curry a hard-boiled egg.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I want to thank him for his support. I want to thank all of our supporters for their support. And we couldn't do it without their support. We support them and their support of us.
It's true. And it's a cyclical thing here.
It's like the snake that eats its own tail, the Ouroboros.
Yes. That's a great example.
That's kind of what we're doing on the radio.
But if no one's out there listening, then there's no reason for us to do this.
Then why are we talking?
Yes.
You know? I couldn't agree more with you, Dr. Michael Zimmer. Once again, the Venmo. We got a few, 10 hours, 12 hours left? Venmo, Dr. Mike-Zoman.
No, Mike. I'm sorry, no doctor. Mike Dash Zellman.
He's actually not a doctor. Supporters, if you're listening, he's just one of those Universal Life Church doctors.
Yeah, I applied for a PhD online.
Sure, ooh. Phoenix.
I had to pay $7 plus shipping and handling.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd like to thank Tri-State Whistling Champ, Pepsologist Alex French, for coming down and whistling a little Dixie for us. And I want to thank the supporters again for
supporting. I want to thank Max.
I'd like to thank Max for coming down and bringing his talents with him, you know?
I brought all three of them.
Yeah, you sure did.
You sure did. And we couldn't have done it without you. I'd like to thank my co-host, Eric.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Michael Zellman.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, and I just received word from the call center that we have reached our goal for this
pledge
drive.
We've reached a goal?
$250,000.
Let's shut down the call center. Let's get out of here and spend this money, baby. The kid is me.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.